you cannot say everybody is your good friend and everybody is your close friend.
What is the first thing you would do if you won the lottery? Let's say
me. Oh, that's so easy.
That's for her. For Anne, I think she would do a couple of things.
Okay.
One, she would probably put it back into her business. Charity. And investment. I don't know about travel. She's not a travel person. She may buy herself a house. Depending on the amount that she wins. Did I get it right?
Yeah. I think you get it right,
50% at least.
No, at least 80%. But I will add the other 20% more. Actually, I will buy a lot of things for my friend around me as well. I think you already know by now. I really just my friend. Yeah, I take care more than just my family. I have very little friend. I have a cycle of friend.
Circle of friends. You cycle to your friends.
Circle of friends is getting smaller and smaller.
I think as we age, it's like that for almost
everybody. I have a fight. No, not fight, but an argument with my boyfriend about that, right? And I realized that we're just so different about that, and I just have to let him know that I cannot be like him, so don't try to. And him, it's like he tried to make me have more friends.
He got woman, that's why.
And I would but I don't want it, you know. Even no matter how much he tried it, it just annoyed the shit out of me, you know.
But okay, I'm very curious, does he have a lot of friends and they're all good friends?
No.
Does he have a lot of friends and only a few is good friends?
Only few is a good friend. The rest, that's what I'm saying. It's like everybody, he say, this is my good friend, this is my good friend, this is my good colleague, this is my... I say, it's bullshit. Okay? You cannot say everybody is your good friend and everybody is your close friend. I would say...
I would say
Denise is my good friend and my close friend.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you? Because if you really can share something that's so intimate,
deep,
and you can really meet each other frequently,
yeah.
And if I pick up the phone or she pick up the phone and call, I definitely there for her and she there for me.
Yeah.
That's what kind of friendship I'm talking about. That's called close. That's called good friend.
That's called close.
Yeah, but for him, it's like I never see
that. Just say, ma.
And that's the thing that it's annoying.
So if let's say I say, this is just my friend, then you're like, oh, okay, friend, you know what I mean? Then you're okay with it. But everybody's like, this is my good friend.
This is my good friend in my work.
It's the woo in him. No, it's the woo in him.
I say, you have freaking 25 colleagues. Everybody is your good friend in work.
Because
bullshit.
That's how. Yeah, it's. I would say it's bullshit.
It's
sorry,
bullshit.
Joey. I would say it's bullshit also, but this is his woo lah. That's how he makes everybody feel good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if they make people feel good, then good for him, but it's just not me. So,
it's good for his officer.
Yeah. So, I say, I will use, of course, 80% of my wealth to, but if I win the total, 80% of it will be after you pay tax everything. You won't run around from that. I will give back all to charity first. Just my thing, because even now I do the same. My business, 80% of the revenue is back to my foundation. So that's
so
my
there's
goal.
A percentage that you work with, right?
Yes, yeah. The other 20% I work around with, because I think the good thing is I already buy everything for people that
Now you financially also independent.
Done. Yeah, it's me. I already settled for Ava. I settled insurance for me. I settled CPF for me. I settled the child account for Ava, right?
So whatever can be done is
correct. So I don't think when I 60, 70, I will don't have food on the table, to be honest. It's more like if I plan to buy a house for Ava, I don't plan to buy that. I'm sorry. Why? Because I don't believe in that. So I believe that she should work her ass off to buy for herself.
She can stay with you if she wants to.
Yeah.
But I give her
a gift of a fund for education if she choose to study, and I give her a gift of retirement if I die and for example, she's lonely, she don't have husband, she don't have kids, or she don't have anyone take care of her. So by 60, 70, she have something. So that's the way they care for her as a gift. But other than that, no, go and fucking work yourself, bro.
Find a rich man.
Or find a rich man. Whatever that's work for
I think
you,
rich man find easier for her.
Yeah, whatever that's work for her. So I think I will use my money to solve the problem right now that I can solve people around me if I can help. That's it.
Like whatever. Because when you are at a certain stage in life, if a problem can be solved by money, then
yeah,
it's a small problem.
Yeah, because it's like it's an urgent thing. So yeah, that's how I would deal
with
that.
What's the first thing you think I
would do? So
this one, Denise, I think it'll be hard for her to guess.
I think Denise,
I guess she will guess 20% correct only.
Oh yeah, maybe, yes.
This part.
I think Denise will first, I think she will buy everything for her mom, for her dad, for her in-law, for her husband, for her sister. Buy whatever they want. Take care of them first. I think she will want to travel. Maybe she will take 3 years off to travel the world with whatever luxury and like enjoyment as much as possible. Then maybe she will buy a house for her and her husband. Then maybe she will give her husband some money for saving because she know her husband love it, and so he can use that to investment for both of them. And the balance, maybe she will do for her career, her whatever that she want to pursue for her dream.
So
yeah,
biggest,
so that's how
so
I
the
see.
Biggest chunk you think I will spend on my family?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I think you will give all to. I think you will buy everything for make your mom happy, for your dad happy, for your sister happy, for your sister family happy,
okay,
or just a partner, whatever.
Okay.
I think you'll take care of your husband's side as well, even his brother or whatever. Yeah, I think you will do that.
That part is true, but the chunk of it will not go to that. I think I will take at least 50, no, maybe more than that, maybe 60 to 80%. I will put that into investments or CPF. Something that can generate revenue down the road. And then the remaining, I will, like you said, I will use for whatever you say.
Oh, so
I will buy
travel,
stuff. Yes, I will
buy
the stuff.
Shit out for myself.
Yes, I will buy stuff for my parents, my mom and dad. Maybe I will put into like those kind of investment plans where it's very stable for them. Maybe I'll start for them. And then like when they reach maybe 10, 20 years later, they can take it out. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, then my sister, I will also spend some money on her. And then I will probably travel both with my husband, and I will bring my parents as a family out to travel. So I think that one is something that I would really like to do. But at least 50% will go back to investments or some other income generating activities. Okay, this is how much I've grown up. Because if let's say maybe 8 years ago, 10 years ago, I would have done what she said. A chunk of it, I would have spent it. Especially on traveling. Traveling is the first thing that I would love to do. But now I'm like, no, the majority I will spend it. I will not spend it. I will
invest. So how many percent I'm correct?
I don't know. If you talk about the activities, then it's 80% correct.
Yes!
If you talk about the percentage, then you are like 20% correct.
Yeah, correct. But I'm not bad for 80%
activity. Not bad.
I
would spend quite a bit on my parents and like bringing them out maybe to travel. Because my mom loves traveling. My dad also loves traveling actually. And we used to travel twice a year when we were younger. So now I feel like it's a chance for me to give back to them. Because they will bring us last time two or three times a year overseas. Last time my dad quite rich. And he's a good dad, he will bring us all out and spend money on us, and, you know.
Okay. Do you still take daughter? If you still
but now you're not rich anymore already.
Oh, okay, then never mind.
You know,
sorry, uncle.
There's the what is that? The 58. There was an economic crisis, right? 1958, something like that. Yeah, that was when his business like that. But before that he was quite rich. So we would go on holidays. Like, every time school holiday, we would go on holiday. Either a cruise or somewhere near, and then year end we would go somewhere far, like maybe 2 weeks, Australia, that kind. That one is not expensive, not cheap.
Yeah, not cheap, of course.
And it's a family of four.
Yeah.
sometimes we bring the do we bring the maid? Our short trip sometimes we bring the maid also. Mm, that's mm. five.
Mm.
And with kids and we would sit, I don't know, like whatever. Then we take SQ and all that. So it's expensive, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so not bad. And almost 80%. Share and subscribe. And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise Nice. Bye.